Everybody ready? Come on, let's go.
The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! The Rick Flair Show! Let's go!
Yo, what's up? This is Rick Thorne. Welcome to the show. On this episode, I got a good friend of mine. Her name is Emily Nelson. She started Punk Rock and Paintbrushes. I'm going to hit her up right now. We're going to talk about what they've been up to, and they got a book coming out, and it's totally rad, and let's do this right now. Yeah! Yo, what's up? How you doing? How you been?
I've been really great. I've been just staying busy and getting ready for our books actually to arrive at the port of LA, which is supposed to be tomorrow.
Oh, that's so rad. I'm so stoked for you. Everybody out there, okay, this is Emily from Punk Rock and Paintbrushes, and I'm so stoked for you because I've known you for a very long time, and it really seems like, you know, what you're doing is catching on and it's growing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's like, this is something that has always been around. The artists have always been, you know, multi-talented people, and been creating. They just, I don't think they've had a platform to showcase it. And that's kind of my goal, is to allow them to showcase it. A couple years ago, we did an art tour with my client artist, Charlie Tuna, and he's an amazing oil painter. He's from the band Jurassic 5 that's been around for a while. And everyone asked him, you know, oh, is this your new hobby? Is this your new thing? Because Jurassic 5 isn't really doing much. And he's like, no, I've been doing this since I've been before music. Like, I've been doing, you know, creating art since I was five. And that's the case with all of these people. It's, you know, it's great. It's just, you know, it's not like we're trying to create something to sell, or, you know, we're just doing, like, the artists are just creating what they've always done. So that's what's so, yes, I hope people are maybe not, they're catching on, but they're also just able to expose themselves more.
Yeah, well, I think people will like that. I talked about that in other podcasts. Like, people want to put you, you know, whether they mean to or not, put you in one category. You know what I mean? Like, wait a second. You're in a band. You can't paint. It's like, wait, did you realize how closely related those two are? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're in the same family, dude. You know? I find that funny. Yeah, you get that with a lot of artists?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, for sure. But that's the great thing, is that most of the artists in Punk Rock and Paintbrushes are either, you know, career musicians or professional athletes. And, you know, people have always known them as what their main career is. And Warren, the co-creator of our book, actually, he said something I thought was pretty funny. He said, it's kind of like Dancing with the Stars. Just meaning, like, you're taking these career musicians and athletes out of what everyone knows them as and showcasing this other talent of theirs that they've always had. And a lot of people, you know, might not know that they're artists, but you see what they create and it's amazing. And the great thing is I just started this with maybe five artists and it's grown to what it is now. And there's so many more amazing, talented artists that are, you know, very well-known musicians that either still haven't shown anyone their art. And I'm like, are you going to, you know, and I'll still go online and I know they're artists. I've seen their art. They've given, you know, they've provided their art to us for like, my Rockets Cancer shows, and they still, it's like they're closet artists. So, it's more common than people think. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. You said Warren with your book. Is that Warren Fitzgerald?
Yes. Yeah, Warren Fitzgerald. Yes.
Oh, so he's the co-author of the book. That's rad, dude.
Well, yeah, it was actually Warren's idea, the whole book. So basically when, you know, the pandemic hit last year, I was out of state most of the year and I reached out to the artists in May and it was kind of like, well, what do you guys want to do? You know, well, we're good. We're fine. We didn't know what this actually looked like. And then we did do this, like, virtual show in May. And it was cool, you know, but that's just like not me, you know. You know me. It's like I don't like, you know, technology, and I like hands on. I like face to face things. So when I moved back to Carlsbad in August, I was trying to get more creative ideas, and it was all like, let's do Zoom, let's do this, and it was like, oh gosh, like everyone is doing this same thing. And so we were gonna do classes, like in person classes, like outside in a park or whatnot. And Warren said, oh, we should make a like a textbook for art. And I was like, okay. And he's like, well, let's just make a coffee table book. So this is totally Warren's brainchild. And I was like, okay. And that's when I was like, yeah, this is what we're doing. And literally that idea came like late August. And I, like that day, contacted every artist I contacted, was like 1000%, let's do it. Like, we knew that we were all passionate about it. You know, when ideas come to you and you're like, yeah, that's okay. But you're not like, there's not fire under you. And when we decided to do the book, everyone was just gung-ho on it.
That's so rad. Yeah, that's awesome to get that support from everybody.
Absolutely. So yeah, it was really, it was Warren's idea. I kind of like orchestrated, you know, everything. We have our photographers and ghostwriters and the artists and our designer, our layout designer. Warren actually wrote the foreword to the book, kind of what punk rock and paintbrushes to him is, and a more of a background, introducing everything. He was on our first art shows when we started it. So he's been there since the beginning. So he wrote that, and then his chapter on his art, which was ghost written by another writer, is at the back of the book. So the whole book is like a Warren's, you know, sandwich in a way. He's kind of the bread pieces. So
that's so awesome. And anyone out there listening, Warren's from the band the Vandals, OG punk rocker. With the book, how long did it take you guys to put this book together?
Oh my gosh, we did it so fast. And you know, the book idea came in August, and we actually turned the final results, I guess, in by like very early November. So about less than 3 months for sure. When I told people, you know, my goals and what I wanted to do, they were just like, oh, that's not going to happen. Like, you can't do that, you know. But, you know, each chapter is separate. It wasn't like I wrote a 220-page book. We had, you know, each person had it 8 to 9 pages. But it wouldn't, if I said, hey, guys, we want to do this and get back to me in a month, that wouldn't have happened. It was like that day of the idea, I told them what we wanted to do. And it was like, oh, and we have to do it now. You have to start now. And it was like, okay. So that's like, I actually write the introduction before the whole entire book starts. And, you know, and I write about the silver lining, because last year was, kind of a not amazing year. But if this idea came any other time, as like, even like yourself, like people are busy, people are on the road. These are mostly touring musicians, touring athletes, where if I said, hey, we want to put a book together, can you have a chapter together for me, etc., in a month, people are on the road. They're not, you know, you can write on the road, but it's just different. So it wouldn't have happened. So the only way this book came together was because we are in a pandemic.
It was like a blessing.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I know. I mean, in a way, I mean, it maybe isn't, you know, it's not worth what happened to our world, but you can't, you know, we can't look at 2020 and just say, oh, the entire 12 months was just like the worst. I mean, yes, it absolutely was, but you have to create something positive out of it. I just did an art show 2 weeks ago in Chicago with two artists I work with, Carla Harvey. She's from the Butcher Babies, and her boyfriend, Charlie Benante, from Anthrax. And, you know, Charlie did a show with me at Riot Fest in 2019. He's a great artist. He's done a lot of work for his band, but in that Riot Fest show, he had 3 pieces, you know. I think he was really pushed by Carla, because Carla's been doing art for ages and shown it, you know. So when they approached me about curating their art show, you know, recently, I thought, yeah, let's do it. And then I get there, and it's like Charlie has, I don't know, 30 plus original pieces. And it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. I mean, the last show he had 3, now he has over 30, because he's not on the road, you know, he's not because his world stopped a year ago. You know, he kind of had to go, well, I have all these creative means because he's a drummer and he wants to create music, but that's not happening. So what do? Okay, I'm going to create art. And it's like, it was so amazing to see. I mean, like, he did so well at the show. And it's like that, again, that wouldn't have happened in his life if it wasn't for last year.
Yeah. Well, that's an awesome story. You can't just sit, you can't just throw your hands up in the air and be like, I didn't know what we do. It's like, you got to, like, just get, you know, you got to, they always say one door opens or one door closes, many more open. But, you know, during that whole pandemic, I hear you just briefly, like, I didn't stay inside one day. I rode my bike every day. Granted, I'm not around people, but I'm like, man, I can't stop moving. I got to keep this going. You know what I mean? So as an artist in any fashion, you got to express it. You got to let it out, you know? And I didn't know that about, even just now, I didn't even know that about Charlie. And she just told me. That's pretty rad. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Is he in the book? Is he in the book as well?
He is in the book. Yeah. He's in the book. And, you know, it's really cool. His chapter in the book is so great. He was the artist in the book when I was, you know, reading it that I thought, okay, I'm not going to censor this, because all of through the book, I thought, oh, we need professional grammar and we need professional this and, you know, everything to be so perfect. And then I was all worried, and I read Charlie's story, and he, I don't know what the censorship is on this, but, you know, he uses the F word like every other sentence, and I thought, this is so awesome. And
oh, no, you could cuss on this. You could cuss on the podcast. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, but like, after I read Charlie's, I was like, that's his voice, you know? That's his voice, and that's the cool thing about the book. It's all written by their perspective. It's not like the grammatic. I mean, it's all grammatically correct, but it's their own voice.
Well, when does it come out, actually? Is it out right now, or when does it come out?
No, yeah, so the original release date was actually March 15th, and with COVID and all of the, you know, delay on everything, it got pushed. So we're marking it right now as April 15th, but as I did mention, it lands in the port tomorrow, but, you know, it goes through customs and all that. So we kind of moved it, and we just told everyone, okay, April 15th, it comes out. So, I mean, it's taken many months to get it, you know, to get it all together and over to us. So, but yeah, April 15th. And then we have our official, like, launch quote event on April 24th is when, I think a lot of people will maybe see it for the first time.
Yeah. I'm going to come. Can I come?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. who are some more people in the book?
Okay. Well, there's 29 people. So I'll just mention a variety, but we have Tim Armstrong from Rancid, and I'll mention, like, maybe how people might recognize their names. Jason Cruz from Strung Out, Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5, Soma Snake Oil, Natalia Fabia, Jenny Cotterill from Bad Cop, Bad Cop, Sarah and Eric Melvin from NoFX, Dan Smith, Steve Caballero, Christian Hissoy. Oh my gosh, there's 29 people. So
Matt Hensley as well.
Matt Hensley, oh my gosh, he's just the best. Yeah, Matt Hensley from Flogging Molly and professional skateboarder and, like, an everything man. So that's just some, but there's so many of them. So yeah, we have 29 chapters, and then three of the chapters are joint. Chris Sherry, artist Chris Sherry, and his wife Lori Herbst, they have a chapter together. The Mad Twins, they're artists from the Ukraine. They have a chapter together. And then the Melvins, Sarah and Eric, they have a chapter together. And then everyone else kind of has their individual chapters. So, yeah, I think there's 29, or excuse me, there's, I think there's 29 artists in the entire book.
So rad. But you've been in the mix for a minute, because, like, touring, and you've toured with all these bands as well, right? Through Warped Tour and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. That's the thing is, you could reach out to him,
you know what I mean? You're a personal person. I mean, you've been in the industry doing a lot of your fashion and all kinds of stuff for years, but you've layered your relationships.
Totally. And yeah, I mean, that's the thing is this is not, you know, punk rock and paintbrushes is not a collective of, you know, myself and approaching random people I don't know. That's not what this is. This is, you know, these are friends of mine or people I've known from literally from Warped Tour over 20 years ago is when we met. It's, you know, Jim Lindbergh from Pennywise. He's in the book. He's not going to say, oh, Emily, I don't know who that is. Let me just give her a call. And, you know, this was a, you have to have a trust with each other. You know, it's vulnerable. You have to, you know, it's not only the book, but the art. It's like these artists don't just, you know, send their original art pieces to me and we don't ever talk. It's like a process. You know, I speak to these people very often and it's, you know, I motivate them or I let them know what might be better or, you know, and they're not going to do that with someone I don't think that they met a year ago, you know?
I know because I've been in the situation where people hit you up and they're like, hey, we want you to be part of this. And they're not nobody on the project, part of your industry or know anybody in your industry. And you're kind of going into it going, I don't know. Nah, this might be kind of whack. But the fact that you've layered your relationships, I'm sure a lot of the artists are probably stoked and honored to be part of this because it's such a cool movement. It's genuine. I feel like what you're doing is genuine, you know?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's not, you know, I've told this story so many times, but punk rock and paintbrushes wasn't like an idea that I was like, you know, cooking around for years and like really wanted to have this success with it. And how am I going to make this my full-time business? It was, there's, you know, this short story of it is, when I, was sick, as you know, I had cancer in 2006 and the following year, myself and Tim McElrath from Rise Against, we created this piece together, this art piece, with lyrics from a song of his, and it was great. And then someone said, oh, you should, you know, auction that. And so it was really interesting. We have like cancer ribbons and the musicians paint these lyrics on top. So, it kind of got me thinking. So we started Rock Against Cancer is that's what we had. We had all these original paintings by musicians and those have been affected by cancer. And then when we had one of these shows in 2015, a lot of the musicians, you know, kind of wrote a hand and said, oh, can I just create this entire piece? I actually like to paint. I was like, oh, that's, yeah, of course you can. That sounds great. And essentially that's where I started seeing that a lot of these musicians were artists. We put on a show and, you know, that's where we are today. I mean, that's literally how it happened. As you know, I've done fashion for years. When this fell in my lap, it wasn't like, oh, finally I'm making this dream come true. It was like, okay, this is cool. Let's do another show. Let's, you know, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, we have 29 artists in it. And it literally started from this painting that Tim and I did, you know, 16 years ago or whatever. So it's very organic, you know. Someone, you know, as I said, I wrote the introduction to the Punk Rock and Paintbrushes book, and someone asked me, you know, how many times did you write it? How many times, like draft after draft? And it was like, not, you know, once, because it's like that's the story. The story is the story. I'm not like making something up, you know. It's just what it is. So
that's awesome. Yeah, you know, I love it because I love stories like this. I love how things come together and good energy attracts good energy. You mentioned an artist earlier. I have a piece of his, Jason Cruz from Strung Out. I bought a painting of his at a skate shop in about 2005.
Oh my gosh!
I still have it.
Well, that's
it actually was two pieces. It was a man and an old lady, and the old lady was creepy, man. And yeah, I gave that one away because a friend of mine really wanted the lady, and I kept the dude. And the dude, when I get off the phone, I'll shoot a photo and send it to you. I bought it he was selling his artwork in a skate shop, which was like, I guess he was friends with this, you know, I had no idea, but it just got me thinking just now, like, you know, how artists, you know, you didn't know they did art. It's like, oh, I didn't know he painted. Oh, whoa, he painted. Whoa, and you just start to think of them differently, not in a bad way, in like a layered artistic way, you know. And I mean, I remember being on Warped Tour when Steve Caballero actually started like drawing, and look where he's at. Look where he's at now, you know. And and just showing that, like, you know, because even me sometimes I'm like, man, I'm gonna start doing some art, And then you get, you know, you got to get your confidence and just kind of learn how to do it and do it, you know, and just seeing friends of yours do art and it comes out so rad and they get better and better. It's like, man, you, there aren't any rules to this, you know, there's no rules.
Oh, totally. And that's exactly it. And I always say, like, if I went to one of the artists that I work with and said, hey, do you want to do a solo show? You know, years ago, I approached them. They probably not want to do it. But seeing their peers and their friends do this, it's motivated them to start creating as well. I mean, some of them have always created, but not shown people. So with this, you know, again, another story I share is an artist and photographer I work with. His name's Brent Broza. He is just amazing. And we were doing a show at Punk Rock Bowling, and a piece, it was a photo, a Brent's, and it was a Jim Lindbergh, which is one of his best friends. So I had Jim sign it for, it was for a nonprofit. And as Jim's like signing it, he kind of said, you know, oh, hey, you know, I've been doing some art and I'd like to show you if you're like open to looking at it. And it was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, of course I am. Like, of course, Jim, you know. And he was, you know, not, I think he held off about showing me for a bit. And then, you know, he did. I was like, this is great. Like, let's keep going with it. And then with the pandemic, he started doing it more. And, you know, actually, Jim and I were curating this, like a speakeasy art exhibit for a festival when the pandemic hit last year. That was like one of, actually, my first projects that got canceled. It was like, oh, darn it. So, you know, with, and then now Jim's in the book and he's been doing art with us. And it's so cool because, you know, I know that if Brent, you know, wasn't showing his art or any of these others, I don't think Jim would, you know, give me a call and say, hey, I want to do some art shows, Emily. It was his peers and his friends that motivated him to have this, the courage, you know, to show it. And I think that's really cool.
I think it's amazing. Yeah. I think that's rad because I know Brent shoots photos. He's a great photographer.
Yes. Oh gosh. He is like an amazing photographer and he's such a smart guy. And then he's been doing art and he started showing it and, you know, sharing it a couple years ago. And so, which is great. It's like Brent's a guy that anything he does, he's just going to be great at, you know, he's probably a good cook as well. You know, he'll just be like, I never cooked. I'm going to cook. And then he'll be amazing at it. So.
Exactly. So in your book and in your exhibits and stuff, it's not just necessarily drawings and paintings. It could be photos as well.
No, that's actually, so we work with a lot of photographers, amazing photographers, love them. But when we decided to put the book together, I really decided, you know what, let's just keep with just the art. We don't want to do, photographers, even though they're highly talented people. So we only have artists in the book. Like Brent's chapter is all on his art. It's not actually about his photography. But like another photographer I've been working with is Sarah Rose Wright. And she does live music photography mostly. But it was like, gosh, I showcasing photographers, but how do we, you know, incorporate Sarah because she's such an integral part of our community. So she shot our group photo and we had her go over to, like, you know, she shot Cab's chapter and Hensley and Brian Bent and Tim Armstrong. So it was cool. So we still incorporated, you know, Sarah, one of our photographers, work, but not as like a chapter, but just as like showcase photos. And so for our art exhibits and, you know, whether they're at a music festival or gallery, we definitely showcase photographers, but just for the book itself, we only did artists.
Got it. That's rad. Your lineup's sick. Yeah. I can't wait to see the book. I'm super stoked.
You know? I'm excited. I mean, we only have two advanced copies right now. So we've been, you know, I've been showing the artists and everything. So they've been seeing it, but we haven't really been able to, you know, we don't have the shipment in yet, but we're waiting unpatiently.
I hear you. Did you started actual punk rock and paintbrushes in 2015?
Yeah, I would say like loosely around then. And again, it wasn't like here's our business and we're start. It was just kind of, it organically kind of just began in around 2015. So yeah, technically less than 6 years. So it's really quite new. And, you know, I think
are there more people that want to be involved? Like, are you getting like submit people sending stuff like, I want to be part of this now? You know, because like once the ball gets rolling, people want to jump on. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yes.
Is that happening?
Oh my God. Yes. I love it. I love it. I mean, I'm not, it's like, it's so great, but it's like literally I'm like 10 people a day are like, oh, look at my art. It's so great. But it's so hard right now because I have these amazing artists, whether they're like people I know or friends of mine, or, you know, people I don't know, but they're amazing artists. But like in the last 12 months, they're submitting their art and I'm thinking, you know, I don't even have exhibits for my own artists. You know, that's the unfortunate part is I can't say, here's an open call for artists. Like we don't even, there's no music festivals where we have most of our exhibits that, you know, I basically try to reply to everyone and just let them know, you know, your art's amazing or this is what I think, you know, positive and some things that might be good for your art or whatnot. But we just don't have the capacity to host and have more artists on our roster because it's 2000, you know, we're getting over this pandemic. If this was, you know, 2019, which like in 2019, we had a lot of artists approach us and, you know, we would have, you know, we did this art exhibit at this Rob Zombie Festival. So it was more like a metal base. So it was really cool. So we brought on all these artists I didn't know, or like when we do our art exhibit at Riot Fest, we bring on a lot of artists, you know, that I normally would work with. Like at Riot Fest, I did their art exhibit each year. And then we had like the, his name's Wayne Coyne. He's from Flaming Lips. And he's an amazing artist. And he was like, oh, can I be in this? I was like, well, of course you can, you know? So yes, we do have a lot of people, you know, reach out and show us their art, which I love, love so much. But unfortunately right now, you know, we're a very small company, you know, we don't have a big enough team and I don't need quantity and I don't need all the artists in the world to, you know, make punk rock and paintbrushes better. It's just we want to give our attention to our current artists.
Absolutely. You ever have the hey man, check out my art. This is dope. This is so rad. And then you're like, I don't know, man. This isn't like this doesn't really fit our thing. Has that ever happened?
Never.
Yo, dude, I'm sick of, I could draw some sick skulls, bro. Check it out.
Yeah. It's
and you're like dude, you just want to be part of this because it's popular now. Like, are you even an artist, bro?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you are an amazing guitar player. I think you should do that more. No.
Stick to drums, bro.
That's not true either. It's like so many times, you know, artists I work with will show me their pieces and be like, what do you think? It's like, you know, and that's it. It's like, well, I can tell you what I think, but that doesn't mean it's right. You know, I'm curating these shows, but that doesn't, you know, and that's the hard part is like, I mean, my art, the art I love, the art that's in my home and adorns my walls, it's just what I like. It doesn't mean that, you know, it's the correct, I mean, art is art. It's like music. It's like, you can create music and show someone, one person doesn't like it, the other person does. So it's, you know, it's very, you know, there's no right or wrong in it. So I do appreciate, you know, everyone showing me their art, you know, and then that's the other thing with this day and age. It's like, you know, that's the other thing is that if people are listening to this, it's like people will email me and say, you know, hey, Emily, and this is from my art and here I attached photos, my website. And you're like, wow. And that, honestly, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm going to keep this, you know, this person's contact info. And then you get these people that like direct message their Instagram, which by the way, like I have a girl who mostly runs our social media because I don't personally, you know, I own punk rock and paintbrushes, but I'm, you know, I'm not, that's not my forte. I'm not good at the social media thing. So we have people like, check out my art. And you're like, what is going on? You know? And it's like, that's, you know, I try to tell people like, oh, you know, for business, you know, questions, please email us. It's like, you know, I just want to like shake them, be like, oh, like, don't just message us this abrupt, weird message about your art. We don't know what's your name. Do you have a name? You know what I mean? And, you know, I feel, and, you know, even with yourself, you know, you can work in rock and roll, you can be a professional athlete and, all of that stuff. But I truly do love like professionalism, you know, and just handling things in a really professional way with, you know, kindness and all of, you know, and that's really important to me. And I feel like younger kids maybe right now, it's getting lost. It's like they're just sending a random Instagram message and it's like, okay, well, this is getting to the social media girl who doesn't even have, you know, she's not looking at it. Or so I really do value that. And when I do see that, like in emails, I'm stoked. It makes, you know, you've probably written with people through your life where you're like, well, they're an okay writer, but they're so rad and they're so cool to work with and to travel with. And that's just, you know, it's like touring. It's like someone's personality, I feel it really does shine through, you know, if that's with anything. It's like you can be the best musician in the world, but if you're a total asshole, well, no one's going to want to really do much with you.
Yeah. And you know what? Like that happens a lot in sports. Well, it has happened over the years, you know, like even to this day, it's like you could be super good, but without, you need that extra little something, you know, to like shine through. But, you know, to each their own, everybody's got their own trip they're doing. I get that all the time, though, too. People hit me up. I think people just have lack of communication skills because of like texting and, you know, yeah, what I mean? All that kind of, they're not seeing people face to face and stuff. So, but yeah. And also you got to remember, it's kind of a compliment, you know, you're doing something rad and you got a lot of talented people, a lot of famous talented people, and people like that and they want to be part of stuff like that. So by people hitting you up, it's kind of a compliment too, because they're like, whoa, you know, you're doing something right. People are paying attention. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is that, you know, I want to branch out so much. I want to exhibit up and coming artists. I want to exhibit, you know, obscure artists that maybe not everyone knows. And I think that's really important. And so I love seeing people's art. I love when they send me what they're, you know, creating. And we did about a year ago, we did this like contest or something online where people, you know, submitted their art. And I said, okay, we're going to choose one person and we're going to have them exhibited within Punk Rock and Paintbrushes for five different cities. So we chose five like quote unquote winners. And so we're bringing in this, you know, person from Texas or this person from Wisconsin, just an artist to be a part of our exhibit in Kentucky or our exhibit at Riot Fest or, you know, and so we chose it. And then of course there was no art shows, but I have those people but I have them and they're going to be in our art shows. Absolutely. You know, they're going to be in it. And I think that's, you know, that's important. We had this young girl, actually, she came to an art show a few years ago and Fletcher called me and told me about her. Oh, you know, it's my friend's sister, or I don't know what it was. I was like, okay, whatever you say, Fletcher, I'll do, you know, and that's how that works. Right. He goes, you should have her art in your collective. I'm okay, whatever. I'll you tell me what to do, Fletcher. I'll do it. So, you know, we did. And so, so we had this girl, her name's Sean Foley, and she was, you know, a contact of Fletcher's, and we had her, and she's in her book. And it's so cool because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, and I kind of share her. She has a really beautiful story. And that's why I thought this, you know, she went out on a limb, and I wanted to showcase that you need to go out on a limb. She showed up, you know, and she came out to Riot Fest with us, and she's just so grateful. And we just released, we're doing this Music Matters, releasing these prints signed by musicians and the artists every month, and we give it back to a nonprofit.
Wait, what's that called? What's that called again? What's that called again?
It's called Music Matters.
Got it.
And we release prints the last Friday of every month. So Sean actually had this beautiful piece she did of Greg Graffin from Bad Religion. Is Greg's going to say yes to doing this art project? Like, no, he's not. He's busy. He's a professor. And yeah, he came back. He's like, I'd love to do it. It was like, what, you know? So all of a sudden we had Sean, this artist that Fletcher told me about years ago, do this collaborative piece with Greg Graffin, and we raised $10,000 and it sold out in 4 minutes. Like, wow. I mean, you know, and I told Sean, I was like, okay, I've known Bad Religion guys, you know, in and out for what, 25 years. I'm like, I don't think I've ever met Greg in my life, you know? And so I go, you know, this is special. She's like, I know. I'm like, no, like really special. And it is. And it's so great. And and she's like, this is a dream come true. I'm like, I know it. I love my punk rock music. And I kind of told her, I said, artists that are, you know, contacting me. It's like, just because you're, Tim Armstrong, or you're just a Rancid fan, you could both be amazing artists. And that's the cool thing I feel about punk rock and paintbrushes. Like, I think you were at our show in 2019, that one in Los Angeles. And as you saw, it's like, you know, you're hanging out and Noodles is hanging, everyone's just hanging out together with these like fans. There's no like VIP backstage. It's just everyone's kind of all one in the same. You know, like we travel with our shows. And you know, when we do travel, it's like, we get like this 7-bedroom big house. And it's so funny because it's like, we can have, you know, artists I work with that stay at the Ritz-Carlton usually. And now they're staying in this like 7-bedroom Airbnb with all of us. And I always say it's like the real world art house. And it's so funny. I swear one day I'm just going to like video it, because it's like, it's literally the most comic thing. But it's all because these people know each other, you know, Warren and Jim and Tim, like they've all been friends for, oh my God, I don't know, over 30 years. So there's a reason that they all stay together. There's a reason they're all comfortable with each other, because they have a history, because they've toured with each other, you know, for over 30 years. So yeah, it's nice. It is. It's like a reunion of like from Warped Tour to any other, you know, tours they've done back from the 90s and so forth.
Well, you're bringing everybody together. That's so rad. What's the Instagram people could hit you up at?
The social media is Punk Rock and Paintbrushes. It's just all one word. But our website, where we have a lot of the info, is punkrockart.com. And then, you know, contact me. My email's on that. But it's emily@punkrockart.com. But we have a team behind us. And, you know, everyone kind of, you can go to the contact on the website that has all our email addresses. But, yeah, as I said, if there's any inquiries or questions, you know, email is always the best, or the website. Again, the social media is, you know, just something we share all the projects we're working on, and yeah, all the projects we're working on and so forth.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see the book. I'm going to come to the release. Thanks a lot for taking time and talking to me. Everybody out there, follow Punk Rock and Paintbrushes. Emily, you're awesome. I'm stoked you're doing good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll see you soon. Much love.
Okay, bye.
Bye.